Well...
But, Dad, did you say Brother Don wasn't here?
That's right.
What happened to him?
I think he got a cold.
He got sick?
I'm afraid so.
Well, he must be really sick, because Don Dummy wasn't even here.
Now, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, what...
Was that weird when Brother Don wasn't here that Don Dummy wasn't here either?
Suspicious, suspicious,
who wants,
suspicious.
Who wants them both to come back next time? That's good. Especially because we can still have all the people we had tonight, plus Don, and plus Don Dummy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they both missed being here.
Well, I don't know.
What?
It's a puppet. Puppets don't breathe, so they don't need masks.
No.
It's good. I think we're getting derailed. Aren't we supposed to be doing something?
I think you're supposed to be teaching a Bible lesson.
But you're interrupting. I gotta get started. You can't interrupt till I get started. That's the rules.
Oh, am I jumping the gun?
You are.
Oh, okay. Well, hurry, get started.
I just need to focus here. 2 months ago, in our first lesson, what did we learn about? Does anyone remember?
Wait, I wasn't here 2 months ago.
What we learned about 2 months ago? Yeah, you were... Let's... 2 months ago, who... What did we learn about 2 months ago? That's right. We learned about how God created everything that is. And what did we learn about? Oh, we got to go over the days of creation. So
right.
Six days
seven.
Of creation. And you can all say them with me if you remember.
Oh, I think I know this much.
On day one, God created the day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can say it with me. Day one, the day and the night.
And the night.
On day two, the sky.
Sky and the sea.
On day three, the land.
Land
and
the
plants. And then on day four, we have sun
and moon
to fill up the day
and night.
On day five, we have birds and fish to fill up the
sky and
the sea. And on day six, we have animals and man for the land and the plants.
Uh-huh. Wait, that's just 6 days.
Well, on day seven, God rested.
Oh, yep, he chilled.
On last month, what did we learn about? So the first month, we learned about how God created everything that there is. Last month, we learned about something. We zoomed in on something in particular. Rudy, what did we learn about last time?
Right.
We did learn about
wasn't
that.
There like four lessons on that?
We learned four things about boys and girls last month.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that God made boys and girls in his own image.
Picture this.
Exactly.
This is my God's own image pose.
We learned that God gave boys and girls a job to do.
I hope. It's up
all right.
The way we go.
And we learned... that God is in charge of boys and girls.
Yes, sir.
And we learned that God made boys to be
boys.
And God made girls to be girls.
Well, duh.
I wish, yeah. It should be that way. If even Doug knows it, then it must be pretty basic. Now listen, because I'm going to tell you a story about what happened next.
Story time with Dr. Pete.
This is a kind of a sad story.
Oh, no.
When God... Hey, you all need to listen up.
Shh.
Now, we're going to tell a Bible story. I can't start till everyone's quiet. When God finished making everything, the sun and the stars and the birds and the fish and boys and girls, God saw that it was all very good. There was nothing sad and there was nothing broken. Everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be. Adam and Eve were representing God, serving as little living pictures of his rule over creation. They were serving him by taking care of the garden he had placed them in. They were honoring him by obeying the one rule that he had given them.
Mm-hmm.
Adam knew that he was a boy and he was happy about it. Eve knew that she was a girl, and she was happy about that too. And Adam and Eve were happy together. They never fought or argued, and they always got along. Everything was very good, just the way that God had made it, just the way that things were supposed to be.
Well, that's perfect.
But the world we live in today, Doug,
mm-hmm.
is very different from that, isn't it?
Choo-choo-choo.
In our world, people we love get sick.
Mm-hmm. Like Brother Don.
But Brother Don is hopefully going to get better.
Well, good, good, good.
But sometimes the people we love get sick and they don't get better.
Oh, no.
Sometimes they even die. In our world, work is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, people fight and argue with each other. Even when they love each other, they still fight and argue. In our world, people say and do mean things, things that hurt us. And we say and do mean things that hurt other people.
Oops.
In our world, many people don't worship God. In our world, there are boys who want to be girls, and there are girls who want to be boys. In our world, things are not the way that they are supposed to be at all. And even children like you want to know, if God made everything so good, if when God was done creating, the world was very good, then why is the world that we live in sometimes so very bad?
That's a problem.
Have any of you kids ever wondered that?
Let's see.
Some of you can raise your hand. Yeah, sometimes you've wondered, if God made things good, then why do things seem so messed up? You can put your hands down now.
I don't know.
Well, it's a good question. And it's a question that our story tonight answers. Now, as we learned last time, God was in charge of Adam and Eve, just like God is in charge of you and me. And because God was the one who created absolutely everything that there is, that means that God is in charge and he has the right to make whatever rules he wants because he's the boss. How many rules, and you can just say the answer, you don't even have to raise your hand for this one. How many rules do you think God gave Adam and Eve?
One
rule, that's right. God gave Adam and Eve only one rule, just one. God told them they could eat of every tree in the garden except only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God told them they would die if they ate of that tree. And as wonderful as Adam and Eve were, they needed to remember that they were not in charge. They didn't have the right to decide for themselves what was good and what was bad. That's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That sounds kind of strange and confusing. It just means that God was saying, you don't have the right to decide for yourself what's right and what's wrong. I get to decide that, and you need to remember that. They need to remember that God was God, and they were not God. God wasn't trying to punish them by commanding them not to eat from this tree. He was trying to protect them. God knew that Adam and Eve would ruin everything if they tried to be in charge. And that's why he told them not to eat from that tree.
I bet it had some bad apples.
Yeah, maybe a little worse than that. But they didn't look bad. We're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
They didn't look bad. One day, Adam and Eve were hanging around looking at the tree they weren't supposed to eat from. Do you think that was a good idea? That was not a good idea. That was not a good idea. There was one tree God told them not to eat from. And where did they decide to hang out?
That tree.
Right there, looking at it, wondering about the tree that God said no.
And all of a sudden, trees, right?
As they're hanging around, looking at the tree, a snake showed up.
A snake?
A snake.
A slithery, slimy snake?
Well, we don't know what snakes were like before this, so maybe they didn't look quite as scary, but it was a snake, all right.
Okay.
And it was tricky. It was real tricky. And it started talking to Eve. And though Eve didn't know it, this snake was really Satan in disguise, who was a rebel angel at war with God, who was trying to get the man and the woman that God had made to be on his side. He had a question for her, this snake did. Did God really say that you can't eat of all of the trees of this beautiful garden? Did he place you in this wonderful place and then tell you not to eat of any of the trees in the garden? Is that the kind of God that you serve? The serpent wanted to know. God gave Adam and Eve a rule to protect them. But the snake made it sound like God was trying to keep something from them. The snake was being tricky. He was making what was good sound bad and what was bad sound good. He was making God sound selfish.
Ooh.
Is God selfish, Doug?
No. Now, and they think, know it too.
Do you think that the woman should have kept talking to a snake that was making God sound bad? No.
We have a problem. The snake is talking in the first place. I call that a problem.
Right. She should have put on her running shoes and gone far away from there. Adam was there too. He should have remembered. Adam was told to protect God's garden, to dress it, that means to take care of it, and to keep it, that means to guard it. When God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, he gave them a job, and that job was to take care of the garden, and part of taking care of the garden was keeping characters that didn't belong in the garden out of the garden.
Ooh, like the snake?
Like a snake.
Oh, but he didn't chase it?
He didn't.
You know,
so here's this snake making God sound bad, talking to Eve. And here's Adam just standing around, thinking about his nothing box, not doing his job. And the snake and Eve kept talking. She told the snake that they were allowed to eat from all the trees of the garden except one. But then she added to God's rule, saying that God had told them they would die if they even touched the tree. Now, had God said that?
I don't know.
No, he hadn't.
Already,
she was starting to think like the snake because she was making God's rule sound harder than it really was.
So, God really didn't say that?
God said, don't eat of it. But the woman said, well, God said, if you even touch of it, you'll die. She was making God's rule sound harsh and overly strict. So she was starting to think because remember, the serpent was trying to make... Are you checking up on me, Doug?
Yeah, I'm just looking. That's the guy checking.
Okay.
I'll tell you the truth.
Well, you go ahead and check up on that.
Hey, you're right. He didn't say that. Just right. Not eat of the fruit. What version is Eve reading?
Eve was thinking like a snake, and she was starting to think that maybe God's rule wasn't really fair after all. That God said, I'll kill you if you even touch of it.
Ooh.
God hadn't said that. And now that the woman was starting to think like the snake and think maybe that God wasn't being fair and maybe that God was holding out on them, thinking all these things, then the snake came right out and told her, you can't trust what God said. You're not going to die from this tree. God's holding out on you, Eve. He's trying to keep something from you. And the snake lied to her.
I knew snakes were bad.
God gave Adam and Eve a rule in order to protect them, to keep them from messing everything up, from breaking the good world that God had given to them. And the snake said that God gave them the rule to keep them from having a good time.
Oh.
The snake told a lie. Mm. And sadly, it's not the last lie that's ever been. The snake wanted them to believe that God wasn't being fair to them. And Eve believed the snake and stopped believing God. She looked at the forbidden tree again, and all of a sudden, it didn't look like rotten apples. It looked wonderful and amazing and delicious and so like she just had to have it. And she wanted it. She wanted it really, really, really bad. Mm. Have any of you ever wanted something really, really bad that you knew you weren't supposed to take and you decided to take it anyways?
Confession.
Yeah, I think that's something all of us have done.
Yeah, it was an apple pie for me.
That would be a temptation.
Sure was. It was just sitting on the window, and I just kept looking at it and looking at it,
yeah,
and touching it, and touching at it, and then eating it, and then eating it. Oh, wow, that escalated quickly.
That sounds like the Garden of Eden all over again.
Ooh. Well, on your object lesson tonight, I guess.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
You know what it's called when there's something we know we shouldn't have, and we just keep looking at it and wanting it and looking at it and wanting it?
We eat it.
Well, it's sin if we do it, but if while we're being what is it called? Do you know, Rudy?
Temptation.
It is called temptation. And Eve decided to give in to temptation. So she took the fruit and she gobbled it down. And Adam was right there the whole time, and he gobbled down some fruit too. The serpent didn't trick him like he did Eve. He deliberately chose to rebel against the good God who had given them everything that they needed. It was a very sad day. Just like God said, when Adam and Eve tried to be in charge, they ruined everything. They sinned. They disobeyed God. They messed up the very good world that God had made. And their sin didn't just mess up things for them. They messed up things for everyone who came after them.
Oh, it was their fault.
That's what our memory verse is about. Because Adam's sin, everyone who came after Adam died. Because we all sin too. Because of their sin, death and suffering came into our world. Now, God could have destroyed Adam and Eve and started all over again. They certainly deserved it, didn't they? God had given them one job to take care of the garden, and they hadn't done it. God had given them one rule not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they had disobeyed it. Because of their sin, they could no longer represent God the way that He created them to. Because of their sin, the world was no longer very good anymore. But instead of destroying them, God came down to talk with them. They knew they had done wrong, so they hid from God. Have any of you ever tried to hide from your parents?
Confession two.
When you did something wrong and you were kind of like, you know, maybe not hiding, but you kind of stayed in your room and you were kind of hoping they got distracted before they found out about what you had done. Has anyone ever done that? Anyone? Some of you? Yeah. Those of you that are being honest, that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But Adam and Eve must not have been very good at hiding because God found them right away. Though He knew exactly what had happened, kind of like when you steal from the cookie jar and you've got cookies all over your face.
Confession
and your mommy
three.
Comes to you and says, did you take a cookie or a brownie or an apple pie? And you've got it all over your face. Your parents know what happened. But they want you to confess to what you did. They know the truth, but they want you to say the truth. And that was what was happening with Adam and Eve in the garden. God already knew what they had done. But God wanted them to admit to what they had done. And so He started with Adam and He asked him, have you eaten of the tree of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil that I told you not to eat from? Adam tried to make an excuse. How many of you make excuses when you get into trouble? Yeah, a lot of us do. And so when God came to Adam, Adam was like, well, kinda, but it was her fault. God, you gave me this woman over here, and she gave me the fruit, so God, really, it's your fault.
He said that?
That's basically what Adam said. Adam didn't just try to blame Eve, Adam tried to blame God. It showed how much like the snake Adam had already started thinking. And so God talked to Eve. And Eve tried to make an excuse too. She said, ah, the snake kicked me. It's the snake's fault. Not my fault, God. So God talks to Adam. Adam says, Eve. God talks to Eve. Eve says, snake.
I blame the snake.
But Eve had to admit she had disobeyed God too. And now that the whole sad story had come out, it was time for judgment. God started by judging the snake, making it crawl on its belly. And then God judged Eve. God's plan from the beginning was for the man and woman to work together to be fruitful and multiply and to have children that would help Adam and Eve represent God's rule. This was still God's plan. But because of sin, everything was going to be so much harder than it was supposed to be.
Oh.
And then God judged Adam. God's plan from the beginning was for the man to take dominion over the earth. And this was still God's plan. But now there was going to be a curse on the earth. And work and getting food from the earth was going to be sweat and suffering and so much harder. We were created to work, and we're supposed to work.
I hope.
But the reason why work is so hard is because of sin and the curse that's on the earth. Worst of all, Adam and Eve couldn't live in the garden anymore. They had to be driven out from it. They were separated from the presence of God. Just like God had warned them from the beginning, both Adam and Eve would die because of their sin. And all of their children would die too. And all of their children would die too. And on it went. Instead of being very good, the world was now very broken. Things were not at all the way they were supposed to be. Yeah. And yet God wasn't done with the world that he had made. Because even though Adam and Eve had sinned against him, God still wanted humans to be his representatives on earth. His image bearers. God still wanted us to bear his image. And even though humans mess things up very badly, God didn't change his very good plan. And God made a promise. When he cursed the snake, God promised that there would come a day when a descendant of the woman would crush the head of the snake, crush the head of the Satan who spoke through the snake. Hey, who do you think that serpent crusher was?
Crushing the head. Was it the Hulk?
Who? Satan is the serpent crusher?
No.
God? But specifically, who did God send to crush the head of the serpent? Jesus, that's right. Though the details were still pretty mysterious to Adam and Eve. And if you read Genesis chapter 3, you get this little teeny glimmer of light. And it's so, so dark because of their sin. But there's this little candle off in the distance. And as you read the rest of the Bible, that light grows brighter and brighter and brighter until all of a sudden, boom, Jesus comes down to rescue us.
Superhero.
Because of the sin of Adam, all of us are born sinners. Like Adam and Eve, we disobey God. We break God's rules that we find in the Bible. And just like Adam and Eve, our sin separates us from God and it messes up the good world that God made even more. No matter how hard we try, we can't be good enough to please God. We're like little kids that smashed a glass statue. And it's all over the floor. No matter how hard we try, we can't put it back together again. And we can't even find all the pieces to get started with. All we do is make it worse. And that's why God sent Jesus. Because just like Adam messed everything up, Jesus came to fix everything that Adam had broken and all the mess that we have made and can't fix. Just as Adam ruined God's very good world, so Jesus restores our very broken world. Already he has defeated Satan. Already he makes the hearts of everyone, even children that believe in Jesus, Jesus makes their hearts new again. And though our world is still filled with brokenness and suffering, He has promised that there is coming a day when He is going to fix everything that is broken in the world and make everything very good all over again.
Amen.
And this is why, even when we don't understand what is going on, we can still trust God. This is why, even when things get very hard, we don't give up hope. Because God kept His promise to Adam and Eve to send a snake crusher to deal with sin, and God will keep His promises to us. Though we don't know how or when, we can be sure that one day Jesus is going to come back for everyone who believes in Him.
Preach it.
And when He comes back, He is going to fix all that brokenness and make the world the way it was supposed to be from the beginning.
Good.
Now that we've finished our story for tonight, I have a few questions to review it with you all.
Okay.
When God was finished creating, what was the world like? If you know the answer, just say it out. Perfect. It was very
good.
Very good. So say it with me. When God finished creating the world, it was very,
very good.
Very good. What was the one rule that God gave Adam and Eve? Don't eat of the fruit of the tree of
knowledge of good and evil.
Who lied to Eve about the fruit of the tree? The Satan, the snake. That's right. And what happened to the world when Adam and Eve sinned against God?
It got bad.
Sin entered into the world. Very good. It became broken and messed up and not the way it was supposed to be.
Very messed up.
Could Adam and Eve stay in the garden after they had sinned?
Yeah,
no, they couldn't. Who did God promise to send to deal with the problem of sin? Jesus, that's
right. The snake crusher.
And who is God promised to send back for us?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. And now that we've finished our story, we're going to have Miss Ashley and Miss Katie come back and do a few more songs with us.
All right, cool. Hey, I'll see you dudes next month or week.
Month.
Month. Oh, okay. See you next month.
Bye.
Bye, dude.